K-State Nation, another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast starts right now. Eddie Gray III, happy Friday, folks, here in Kansas City, Missouri, coming to you on this August 29th, 2025, the last Friday, last weekend of August. Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State athletics. First time listening to this podcast. Once again, thank you for tuning in to this latest postcast edition, Women's Soccer. First time listening to this podcast, thank you for tuning in to this episode. Getting straight into it, folks. How about K-State University's the women's soccer team? They're dismantling UMass Lowell last night in Lowell, Massachusetts. And, okay, we got two things going on here, folks. Two things going on. One, obviously, still undefeated, for one, right? 4-0. I'm not even going to conclude the tie because that doesn't make no sense until they tie with somebody. And, of course, nobody has still scored. No opponent has still scored yet on this K-State defense in 25. It's incredible stuff right there. And K-State alert. They did get on the board in the first half. For the second consecutive game. They did that in the 28th minute there. McKinnon Braswell put K-State soccer on the board there. And then, didn't I just say yesterday that K-State is his second half team? They drilled three more goals in the second half of this game. I'll get into that momentarily. But how about this? K-State now, Colin Corbin. Coach Corbin, you couldn't have asked for a better start to your era in Manhattan, Kansas. Setting the school record last night for consecutive wins. Four straight out of the gate. And obviously, it's a season-best start in K-State women's soccer. So the bar is clear over that as well there as K-State takes care of UMass Lowell 4-0 last night in Cushing Field Complex there as well. Hang on a second here. Got some other stats here. There as well. Let me bring up the box score here real quick here. Yeah, so it's 1-0 after half, and then K-State put down three goals. It was not McKinnon Braswell who scored the first goal of the night. It was Andre Moeller scoring that goal in the first half. So excuse me about that. And then Allison Marshall scored a second goal of the season there. And McKinnon Braswell played a great game last night. Another assist by her. And then between Allison Marshall, Hannah Palmer, another goal. I believe that's three straight goals in three straight games for Hannah Palmer there. Andrea Moeller with the assist there. And then Gabby Miller, the Mears. Oh, I probably butchered that. I'm sorry about that. Assist, Hannah Palmer. So Hannah Palmer, another assist for her there. And let me go back and check the minutes of this. The 28th minute, Moeller scored, putting K-State, the Lady Cats, on the board in the second half. Boy, this was back-to-back goals in the second half. Marshall in the 61st minute. And then almost a minute later, Hannah Palmer put up another one that pretty much took the win out of sales of UMass Lowell. And then Gabby DeMears put another goal. So four goals, that's the most in the game, in a match, clearly this year, because going into this match, it was all 2-0 games. We talked about that in a preview pod last night. We're going to step aside for a minute, and we'll come back. You're listening to the postcast, winning postcast edition of women's soccer right here on the Pearl Project Podcast, K-State Sports. Welcome back to this winning postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State Sports. Eddie Gray III, K-State 4, UMass Lowell 0 last night in K-State women's soccer under new head coach Colin Corbin, off to the best start in K-State women's soccer program history last night there as well there. Let me see. Yeah, Moeller scored last night, her third of her K-State career there as well. And with Hannah Palmer last night, right? set the school record for consecutive goals. And I just said it. Boom, baby. three goals in three matches in a row with that's not how but that she scored a goal in three consecutive matches now for Hannah Palmer. I'm gonna have to come up with a nickname for her because Coach Coleman talked about this when the start of the season happened, right? And they got going, right? Hannah Palmer, we want her to be that alpha dog. She has exactly that as well. And this is incredible. Nobody scored against the K-State defense or Maddie Sibling. 360. The 360 deal, right? 360 consecutive minutes of shutout soccer to begin the season. This is the second longest shutout streak in the program. You got to go back. So they're on pace. The record for the ladies soccer team in this little stretch here is 416 minutes. Ooh, they're trading that right now. And I believe they're playing on Monday. They're going to be playing on Labor Day morning against Harvard. So that's the next match. And that's the third game. I was a little concerned, but it seems like this team got some mojo right now, and deservedly so, folks. So I am super happy with this team right now. There, by the way, this was the first meeting between these two schools there, and the Riverhawks, of course, and the Cats just put it on the Riverhawks last night there as well. Colin Corbin, two games over 500 in her head coaching career now, and has not lost since taking over this program there as well. And how about the month of August? Boy, oh boy. We hate to see the month of August go. Well, in terms of talking to the K-State women's soccer team, 18-12-6 all time in the month of August for the ladies soccer team. This is the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer III here. Another shutout, another victory. This time, no doubt, 4-0 last night. Cats over the River Hawks there in Lowell, Massachusetts. There as K-State women's soccer off to their best start in program history. There as Mullen and Palmer recorded goals yet again for the second straight game. Hannah Palmer, third straight game there as well. Let me see if I can get Colin Corbin after the game. We do have her, their head coach, Colin Corbin, after the game. And I said, hey, it'll be nice for this team. Didn't I say that? Didn't I not say, go back, check the tape. Yesterday on yesterday's pod, that I said it would be nice to get off to an aggressive start, and they answered the bell on that one. And Coach Corbin talks about that a little bit. Quote, we thought UMass Lowell wanted to pass and keep the ball, so we had talked to the team about asserting, suffocating pressure early and making it uncomfortable. I was proud of the group for putting their foot on the gas and setting the tone early. They surely did that, especially putting the foot down in the second half of that game there as well. And I want to go back to Hannah Palmer. Coach Corbin talked about more about Hannah Palmer last night there, really in the past. And you could go back really to the start of the season. Quote, Hannah continues to train and play with an incredibly high work rate and a relentless mindset to go forward and score goals and hit shows. And it shows, excuse me. She has the ability to create something out of nothing and to score all different types of goals. She's absolutely a threat that teams will need to continue to account for, and we're very happy she's a Wildcat, end quote, there as well. So, yeah, next up, obviously, the road trip continues there to the Ivy League opponent in Harvard on Labor Day morning. That's 10:30, falling hopefully fast. Eddie going out there and being right up with them fast dogs in Leawood. I know what I'm going up against. No, I was with a buddy this morning before hopping on the mic here this morning and talking about tough competition. Well, hey, I'm up to the task, baby. I'm ready. I'm ready despite trying to keep the running frame intact even any more bangs. But it is what it is right now. I just got to deal with it right now until I know a little more. And that's unfortunate because right now, I'm in race shape, I think. And I'm ready to rock and roll down in Leawood. And so I'll be down there on Monday morning. Knock on wood, hopefully get there intact. Put bubble wrap on myself here to kick off Labor Day on Monday. And then, of course, you have the soccer team taking on Ivy League opponent Harvard and looking to keep that shutout streak intact. And more importantly, though, you guys still win games like they're doing right now, but they're doing this at an impressive feat where nobody has scored a goal yet. And their leave, no doubt, you know, the month of August, nobody has scored in the month of August. So we'll see. So we can see if they can keep that going, obviously, there. But I am so pumped for this women's soccer team. This has this different attitude, different mindset with this whole team right now. And look, they must have listened to this podcast because I specifically said, you get off to a fast start. And with the way that this team has played so far in the second half of these games, through four games, ain't nobody touching this team. Obviously the big test is going to be the conference play. That is the bigger test. But right now, K-State is passing all tests, checking all the boxes right now with this team. So definitely a big momentum heading in to the weekend, obviously, and then Labor Day. So soccer team will be playing against Harvard to continue their four-game road trip. Obviously, it's game day for women's volleyball. Taking on UMBC. We'll have postcasts of that. And later on after work, I'll get around to recording the pregame for North Dakota. Home opener for K-State football as they look to pick up the pieces from losing last week to Iowa State. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily. Free and available daily, or when I have a chance to record K-State content again, we're on Amazon, iTunes, Spotify, wherever the studio podcast there. And of course, we're on Podbean, fresh content over there right now. Myself and Alex Aiden, the Podbean app, Greer 380s Podcast. Once again, that is Greer 380s Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3-E-D-D-I-D, Process Podcast. Once again, that's G-R-I-E-R, number 3-E-D-D-I-E, Process Podcast. There for more K-State content. Again, download the Podbean app. Check out our latest episode there, talking Iowa State, putting a pin and an end to that chapter of that game and looking a little bit towards North Dakota tomorrow night at Bill Steiner Family Stadium. And of course, tell a fellow K-State fan, alum, a current student or new K-State student about this podcast. We appreciate your support, continued support of this other quote-unquote K-State podcast. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. Once again, say it, all things K-State sports. Go Cats.